Hello, James Watson, electrician.
Hey, good morning, James. It's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
Good, how's it going, Gail?
Good, thank you. Appreciate that. Just wanted to touch base with you. I think we were supposed to connect yesterday. I tried you, couldn't get a hold of you. You must have been tied up.
Yeah, we had a, we'll just call it some vandalization locally, and one of my commercial customers ended up having some electrical wires that were cut to the exterior of the building.
Oh, no.
So, and at the same time, I had another customer who had a telephone pole that got taken out from a speeding driver. So I had two cases that I had to deal with that were without power.
And emergencies, yeah. Wow, just weird stuff, too.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the telephone pole one was just a kid being stupid. The other one was people intentionally causing damage to not only businesses, but stealing out of people's cars and other stuff.
Really? Oh, my God. Come on. Were they stealing the copper? Is that why they caught him?
So it looked like it was more just kind of like childish vandalism. You know, it's possible that there was intention to do it to, you know, hurt the business, but a lot of it, the other businesses that weren't my customers, a lot of it was low voltage cable lines. So they didn't have, you know, internet. So they couldn't do sales for the day because they had to get their internet fixed.
Oh, man.
The main lines going into businesses. So it was detrimental for a day, but this is also local into the town that I reside. So, you know, there's not a whole lot that people would really, need or acquire from damaging local businesses.
Yeah. Wow. That's too bad. You know, that people have to be like that. I mean, man.
Yeah, no, in this neck of the woods, you know, there's never usually anything bad that happens to this type of, you know, extent. There's, you know, like any town, drugs and, you know, small fights here or there and other stuff. But vandalism and theft is not a typical for our area.
Wow, well, that's good. That's good. Wow. Well, you were hopping yesterday. My gosh.
Yeah, no, I was out a bit late last night trying to make sure that everybody was situated and everything else.
And then no problem. My yesterday went sideways for me too. Just did goofy things. You know, this wouldn't work and that wouldn't work. And on my computer system, it was just, it was hilarious by about midday. I just had to sit back and laugh. It was just goofy stuff. But that type of thing always happens to me. I don't know. So a computer tech told me once that I have high energy and it goes through the keyboard and into my computer. I have to use if that's true, I don't know or not, but I have to use a wireless keyboard because if I have a wired one that's connected to the computer, I fry computers. I mean, just they'll fry in a year. It's just the weirdest. My husband hates it. Like, I don't know why your computer's fry in a year, but...
I can totally believe in that. I have similar situations when I'm around electronics and...
Really?
Not specifically, you know, certain things, but computers do tend to have issues, you know, card readers and everything like that. So, it's not unrealistic to have that kind of a situation.
And I don't know where it came from. Are we radioactive or what, James?
Radioactive? No, it's just the electrical impulses in people's body can radiate a little bit further than a normal person. I have something called petite mal seizures. So I have, frequent, you know, non-convulsive seizures that go on in my brain. But part of that seems to extend a little bit further than there because, again, I have days where I get, like, tingliness in my arms and my legs and other stuff. Right. And days where, I can be around computer systems and similar things would happen where a system will glitch and then shut down. Or if I'm working on sensitive equipment, doing electrical work on sensitive equipment, I have to be careful if it's operating because, again, similar things can happen. It'll have a system, a ghost glitch is what we call it.
Oh, that's a good word for it. Really good word for it. Wow.
Yeah. No, it's not impossible.
Confirmed from the mouth of an electrician. I always wondered if it was real. I just assumed because the wireless keyboard resolved it all. The wired keyboard, not so much. So I just stuck with that. Wow.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a possibility people do give off different amounts of EMF.
That's interesting.
You know, electrical magnetic fields. So, you know, it would depend. Not many people have very high EMF.
Right.
But it's similar like people that hear different frequencies. So,
sure.
The older TVs, I won't keep you long on this, but interesting story, the older TVs, I could hear one turning on anywhere inside of a home.
Wow.
If I was in a basement, I could hear one getting turned on a second floor. The frequencies that they put out was at such a tone that I could hear it. And then at schools, when I was growing up, I would get massive headaches during the daytime because the transformers in the light fixtures gave off a certain frequency that caused headaches.
You know, that's my daughter actually gets migraines same way. That'll trigger them. Yeah, weird. Wow. Yeah.
So
very interesting.
If they switch them to electronic ballasts do not give off any type of frequencies. So you won't hear any sounds coming from it because it's contained in the unit. It's not run from, it's not a transformer. It's electronics, so it's chipboard.
Wow.
The older transformers were run through diodes, and those diodes would hum and reverberate, and they would cause frequencies. Those frequencies are what give people a lot of issues.
Wow, that is interesting. Very interesting. Things I didn't know. I mean, I always wondered. I kind of suspected, you know, but just never confirmed. That's amazing.
Yep.
Really amazing.
No, I'm the bowl of useless information, but it's
hey, I'm enjoying it for sure. And I just wanted to find out what are we doing, James? Are we going to put you on Google Guaranteed? Are we going to do the map section for you? What are we up to?
So I definitely want to do the SEO. Difference between the Google Guaranteed, I may do the Google Guaranteed at some point, but I think right now I might stay away from it just temporarily. And not for any other reason, just to kind of, you know, slowly get into, back into this. Once I hit a certain, you know, period when I know SEO's, you know, really kicked in, my website's starting to get more traffic, I get more requests through there. Then I'll look at the Google Guaranteed because at that point I'll start searching for or I'll start targeting different clientele. Right now I still want to try and target residential and then hopefully by, you know, the first or second month of this next year, I want to try and start going after commercial clientele.
Got it. Perfect. I like that plan. Okay, so for now, we'll key in on residential more. I think we'll also use commercial in your keywords, though. That way, you'll still get some, but we can push the residential harder for you. So, perfect. What if you've got a few minutes, we can go ahead and get you going, get you set up.
Sure.
All right, perfect. Let me grab a couple screens open here. And then, so I'm the lead on your account, always will be. If you ever have questions or problems, you can always reach out to me. And part of my job is making sure that we've got all of your info and all of it correct. So I'm going to gather some information from you so I can get the right darn screen. Oh, it's just one of those mornings. There it is. Okay. And James, your last name, M-A-T-S-O-N, just one T?
Yes.
Perfect. And then on the card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
It's a business card, so it's my name and the business.
Got it.
It's got the middle initial.
And what is that, please?
D, as in David.
Got it. Perfect. And then I don't need those digits just yet. It's a silly first question because I don't collect your credit card until the end, but it wants all this to match. Mm-hmm. I guess I can't blame it. It's just doing what it's told.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I understand that.
And then I've got MatsonElectric20@gmail.com for your email address.
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. I think I might have already. So if there are duplicates, my apologies. But the first one is information on our dashboard and analytics, our reporting system, and just a little bit more about how it works.
Okay.
And then the second one, I want you to have the exact price and package that we've got for you with your credits in there. But it's a stock message, so I'm adjusting it so that it shows your credits. There we go. Perfect. So that one's on the way so that you've got all of that in writing. And then phone number, James, I've got 978-843-4091. Is that also business line?
That's 873.
Yeah,
843.
You're right, and it says 873. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, just want to make sure.
Every once in a while, I get a number wrong in my head when I say it. It's kind of funny. All right, and then for company name, I've got James Matson Electrician. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that at all?
So we're going to start it with James Matson Journeyman Electrician. Just because that's the actual name right now. I am going to be switching it to Matson Electric come the turn of the year once I get my master electrical license.
Gotcha. And I am actually, I'm going to catch a couple keywords here. Skip around in my system a little bit. I wanted to get in your keywords, journeyman electrician, because I do think that's important.
Yes. That's what's my website right now, I believe, is journeyman electrician is one of the keywords.
Perfect. And we definitely want people to know that. I mean, it's a definite selling point, for you. I mean, you're there. You've done all the stuff and all the things.
Right.
Make sure I don't miss anything here. So, part of what I'm doing too, as we're going through, I'm gathering, like your current website link. I'm going to grab Facebook, grabbing your home advisor listing, just things that, your tech might want to reference.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And I just got that. They suspended it on Friday because apparently I missed a payment by like a couple hours. They just initiated it. So it should be active right now because I just got my first one a few hours ago.
Oh,
after
nice.
The activation today.
And then now I've actually got somehow two different addresses for you. I've got and this will have to match with your credit card billing. I've got 7 Tucker Street, Unit 52, and I've also got 104 Apsley Street in Hudson.
104 what?
Apsley, APSLEY. Must not be you.
Can you email that to me and then take that off?
Yes, I can.
Because there was a time when somebody had set up a web page without my notification, and it had my business name on it, but it wasn't my business. So there was an assumption that somebody had created a copycat website and was taking my customers.
Oh, wow. So interesting. So it actually, you came up in my system, our internal system, as the 104 Apley. That's interesting. I wonder why that is. But I will definitely fix it. So
definitely. So it's 7 Tucker Street in Pepperell, Mass. Unit 52 is important. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll fix all that.
Yeah, I got that. 104 Apley Street. Okay. Is that also Pepperell too?
That was Hudson. Sorry.
That's okay. I want to make sure I know that.
And I'm doing a little skimming and double checking. Will you do that?
Yep.
Here we go. You know what? Let me check something here real quick. I think somebody might have, in our system, mistakenly put in... that's why. Well, maybe. If somebody put in a link for you for a landscape and masonry company in... Where the devil are they? Livermore, Maine. Wow, Livermore. I don't know. I don't know what the heck.
I know. Clearly, I know of Livermore.
Clearly the link is wrong.
Yep. Nope, that's not me.
No, that is not you. That's funny. And that happens every once in a while. Somebody will get into the wrong account and they'll put in a link or whatever. And you look at it and go, wait a minute. Those don't match.
Yeah.
Unit 52, Pepperell, Mass, 01463. Mm-hmm. All right, that looks good. We got her fixed. Perfect. All right, and
now,
then I'm going to blow up your...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, as I say, I'm going to blow up your phone with some text messages.
Okay.
So you go ahead and I'll send them and then I'll explain when you're done.
Sure. Yeah, I was just going to say, so right now my business doesn't show up at my physical location.
Okay.
That's okay with me because my location is technically my residence. I do have a shop that I use, but it's an office space that's really just being used as a parking spot and storage.
Okay.
It's not something that I'm going to have customers go to right now.
Okay.
And everything's set up through Google and everything's set up through Facebook and all those other, systems as 7 Tucker Street. So I don't want to change
okay.
it because I don't
Got
want
it.
To confuse the system. I know that
okay.
that's bad.
Yeah, it is. We don't want to confuse the Google for sure. no breaking the Google. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, no, Google is easy to break from what I understand, and I haven't had it happen yet.
I thought it broke for me the other day. I was, it just wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't log into any of my things. I was freaking out because I'm supposed to be able to access all those things.
You know, that actually... That brings up a good question. Now, again, I am computer literate, so I know enough not to break my computer, but I don't know
right.
enough to be extremely smart with some of this stuff. So this time last year, I had my account get suspended. So Google
okay.
shut my business down on Google. When you search for my business, it said this business listing is not does not exist. And that was because of whatever reason. Somebody had made a claim or done something, or Google had some sort of a glitch, and for 2 weeks my business was taken off of Google completely.
Wow.
Now, I couldn't find the contact information for Google for businesses
okay.
at the time. And I wanted to know, is this something, if this was to ever happen again, is this something that you guys can take care of and, you know,
yes.
go through the ropes with?
Yes, for sure. All you need to do is just let us know and
okay.
we'll be on it. Yeah. And they'll double check everything too. So they'll actually do some programming on your Google business profile. One of the things that they'll do is just make sure there aren't any problems with it and no, old or bad links or phone numbers, email addresses out there. They've got a tool. I can't remember the name of it. Yes, it is. NAPW, NAPW, name, address, P&W. I don't remember what the P&W stand for, but it's a tool
mm-hmm.
that they run and it checks all of that for you. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, we'll make sure everything is solid for you too. And if it ever
okay.
freaks out again, just definitely let us know.
Okay.
All right. Take a couple other things off on my list. And then let's go ahead, James, and list out all of your services. So I've got so far just electrician, journeyman electrician, Do we want to say repair service? How would you like to say this?
So let's see. We could do home services, and then business services.
Got it.
I would say electrical upgrades.
Got it.
And then electrical installations. And even though that puts electrical in there multiple times,
mm-hmm.
at least having those other ones pop up
right.
in my understanding gives it the opportunity
yep.
so that when they type electrical, it'll pop up those, and then the other words would help with the analytics. But
yeah, exactly. You got it. You got it, absolutely. Oh, I sent, I think, 3 text messages to you. The first
yes.
one that would have come through is my direct contact information. Call
yep.
me anytime if you've got questions, problems, when you're ready to move to the Google Guaranteed, anything at all. And then I sent you one that said I left you a voicemail. Wrong one.
Yes.
Disregard that one. Sorry about
okay.
that. I grabbed the wrong block of text.
That's okay.
I'll put in the right one. So the one I'm sending now is actually supposed to have been that one. That's customer service. So that's where you'll reach your technician. And then there's
yep.
another one in there. There's just a link. And that's a link to information about how the call tracking works.
Okay. And call tracking is when somebody calls through Google or calls through the website?
Either or. So it'll keep track of how many searches or where searches were performed from, how many calls you're getting, how many clicks you're getting, and that'll all show in your reporting dashboard so you can
yes.
see all of that data, know what's going on.
Okay, and this also tracks going through Yelp and Angie's List?
That I'm not sure. That's a good question for our technician when we do your onboarding call. In fact,
okay.
let's go ahead and look at our calendars, and we'll set your onboarding up. Let's see. If you're available today. So we block an hour for this call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Shouldn't need to be in front of a computer because I'm gathering everything your tech is going to need. Let's see. If you're open today, I've got a 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Is that right? Yes. 10, 11. Right.
10 and 11 would be before my time because I'm at 11:30 now.
Yes, you are. What am I looking at here? Why isn't that updating?
It's for California.
Yeah, no doubt. There we go. 1 o'clock. I've got a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Looks like a 5 o'clock. Nope, 6 o'clock would be the last one today. Or we can look at tomorrow. It's pretty much wide open.
Okay. Can we shoot for Friday instead?
We can do that. Pretty much name your hour anytime starting at 10 and last available would be 6, your time.
Let's do right around noon, 12, 12:30, whatever you've got for there.
You got
it. I'll set up my lunch break for that.
Perfect. Noon it is. So I'm going to set that calendar appointment up, and then I'll send that over to you.
Sweet.
Gather everything. Do you use Google Calendars by chance? Just curious.
Yes. And that's why I gave you guys my, so I have 2 business emails. I have a Google Gmail, and then I also have an Outlook email.
Okay.
And I have that set up so that my Gmail can be attached to every type of business calendar type situation. And
Gmail
is a direct email so that it's typically business to business relations. But knowing things like, you know, this type of company, it would be easier to have Google set up so that that way, for appointments and the such, it would be set up that way.
Nice.
Or my Outlook is set up so that it's me talking specifically with customers, or should I say clients, like high-end clients, commercial, municipalities and stuff like that.
Wow. That's a great setup. That's really got to be nice. Everything.
It is, having ADD and, you know, trying to stay organized. It's usually really, really good, but there are occasions when, like, the last 2 weeks has been absolutely outrageous. Ooh, like right now, I've got another call coming in.
Oh my gosh. All right. And, so there should be an email on the way to you. This one, the subject line is local / CIE.
Okay.
And that's the calendar appointment. If you could go ahead and accept that one, that would be awesome.
Yep.
And then on your Google business profile, it shows your hours of operation Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Is that still good? Perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it that for right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, if you want to do weekends, of course, you know, then you can. But
well,
people don't.
Weekends. So the sad thing is Google hasn't added, and I've mentioned this once or twice to them, they haven't added a button so that instead of just putting a time on for a weekend, that it says just for appointments only.
Oh.
So if you had the option to put by appointment only, then your customers would know that they can still have a weekend. It's just not typically available.
Right. I gotcha. That's interesting. I see all these little things. Do you want payment integration added to your website? There's no additional cost for it. If you use like PayPal or Venmo, Cash App, there's Zelle. There are a bunch of them that we support.
Okay.
So that you could send people to your website for payment. Did you want that on there?
That's an interesting question because I use Jobber right now, and Jobber has all my payments. I was using Square for credit cards and whatnot, but Jobber seems to have that kind of all-in-one inclusive. But I do have a Venmo set up so that for those few customers for Venmo and PayPal, we could do that. So maybe, but not right now. Is there a way to set it up so that you have that notated that I would, but then I have to set up like a Zelle account because I don't have Zelle right now, but that is one of the things that I've been slacking on.
Gotcha. No problem. So I did put a note in there maybe, but not yet. So that's perfect. We don't need DBP. It's already up. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got here. Next. So we set up a challenge question and answer system. As you get increased visibility, you may get calls from Yelp is really good for doing this. They'll call and tell you you need a subscription to whatever they've got in order for your website to this, that, or the other.
Yes.
Whatever their offer, whoever they are, know that you're free to accept or decline, and obviously, but either decision will have no bearing on what we're doing. So don't let them fool you, I guess is what I'm getting at. And
go ahead.
You get those?
I get constant phone calls from companies that keep saying, how do you like your Yelp ad setup? We would like to. And it's, you know, like every week I probably get up to 10. Some days I might get 2 or 3. From what seems like the same people. And I constantly call them and tell them, you know, take me off their calling list, but they do not do that. So I threaten lawyers.
For all that's
worth. My lawyers after them, but that doesn't usually help. It makes it worse.
Right.
And then I also get calls from other places doing similar stuff, offering, the Google certified, whatever another. So I've had businesses call me saying that I'm not, certified on Google, which I know I am. I've already gone through the whole process. It's been certified for 2 years and I still get those phone calls. And again, I throw the whole, I'm going to call my lawyer on you, and then I get more phone calls.
And, you know, it almost doesn't even matter if you tell them that. So many of them are out of country, so they're like, you know, you can't touch me.
Right.
You can't even find
it doesn't matter me at all. But
you know, what you might want to do is you might want to throw out the challenge question. You just say something like, I don't work with anybody who doesn't know my password or my my challenge answer. They'll probably hang up on you because it'll confuse them. And they may not call you back. Another thing you can do, tell them, even though you're not signing a contract, we don't do contracts, tell them you're under contract with an SEO company and you absolutely love them, and they'll leave you alone there too. Usually.
I did that with the Yelp ones where, you know, every time the Yelp one calls, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm already paying for ads, because I am.
right.
But it's like they don't realize, again, just like the Google listing, it's like these companies call cold call, and they don't do the information, they don't do the research, they just cold call to get your
business.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. We run into them all the time, and there are... You know, probably 95% of the calls you get are from fly-by-night companies. You know, I actually was taken advantage by three different companies in my naivety at the time. Now I know better. But they don't even exist anymore. And apparently what they do is they'll come in, they scorch the earth, they burn a bunch of people, take their money.
Yep.
Close up, come back as another name, and do it all over again. And it's just, you know, it's maddening for those of us who are actually out here doing that job and doing it well. It's probably similar to you seeing somebody hack up an electrical job, and I'm sure you've seen it, you know, doing the work you do. Somebody hacked it all together. And
there's a couple contractors in my local area that did do that very same thing. They opened up a business. They ran what was initially was a reputable business. And then, you know, after a very short period of time of being open, people started, you know, posting on Facebook, hey, don't use this company. Hey, don't use this company. Hey, this guy took my money and didn't do any work.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, we're talking like, you know, a contractor can get up to like $20,000 for a deposit for a job. So.
Wow. Oh,
you know,
man.
You go around and to all then, these people, start taking all these, you know, contract deposits, and then close up their business and, you know, move away and do it in a different area.
That's just sad. It's, you know, go work. I mean, do something real.
He was working.
Well, yeah.
Working hard and scamming people.
And ducking and dodging, too. Wow. So, options for challenge question. We only have three so far. It's mother's maiden, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you rather?
Mother's maiden.
Okay. And what is that, please?
It is Johnson, Johnson.
I can't type today either. Johnson.
Oh, I thought you were laughing because of the name.
No, I'm laughing at my typing inability today. It's kind of sad. And then I have to, it's a double entry system. It X's it out. I can't see it once I enter it. So I have to do it twice, and I hope I got it right. And I did. It's good to go. So what I would do, James, even if we call from Local Splash, ask us the challenge question just to make sure. We don't ever call you asking for more money. It's something else you ought to know, too. I had a client a few weeks ago call me and say, you guys keep calling asking for more money. I just spent another $200 with you, and I'm like, oh, no, Tyler. What did you do? That's not us. So, I mean, right. it's easy to fall prey, unfortunately. Scumbags.
Yeah, that's where, you know, like me doing the research with you guys, me doing research
yeah.
with another web company that's going to be doing my, my website takeover. Because the company
yeah.
that I'm using now, they're good guys, but they've just gotten so busy. It's
right.
hard to get any changes easily made.
Oh.
I'd rather have it set up so that I could do it, but I can't. So
well,
I'm switching websites
so
too,
when,
but.
Oh, so actually included is us rebuilding your website for you, James, and you'll have access to it too. We build on the WordPress platform, so you'll
okay.
have access. You can go in and make changes or just tell us what you want changed and we can change it. We don't charge for it.
Okay. I guess my question for that would be, how do I get you guys to get access to the website?
So
if I'm already paying for the service with another company.
Are you just paying for the hosting?
Yes. I believe
oh,
I own
perfect.
The URL, but I don't know. I don't remember if I own that URL.
Okay. I think you probably do, and that's perfect. Actually, I had that link too. Let me grab it. I'm going to put it in here for our tech. There we go. So they'll be able to tell you how to get us onto that domain so that we can rebuild it. And
yep.
wow, I mean, that'll save you some money too. You won't have to pay outside help to do the build or the maintenance. And we build it so it's Google compliant and optimized right from the get-go. So
right.
that's perfect. Good, good, good.
And
okay.
then on that one, can you find out if you guys put the legal wording in there so that when people, you know, pop up the website, it's protected, I guess?
Okay.
Because there's new legal things where you look at websites and yada, yada, yada. This website doesn't, you know, condone or doesn't allow or.
Gotcha. All right. And I did just put a note in there for your tech. So we'll go over that
okay.
then too. Let's see where are we, I think we are to billing. Let's see. Double check all of that. We are Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover.
MasterCard.
And just for security's sake, I won't read them back to you, but if you give them to
yep.
me in 4-digit blocks, I can usually keep up. So ready when you are, James.
Okay, so it is 5205.
Got it.
3200.
Okay.
0010.
All right.
9912.
That looks like a good lottery number or poker hand. I'm not sure.
Poker hand more than lottery number.
I think maybe. I think maybe. And what's the expiration, please?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's right. Expiration is 11/24.
Okay, and then the 3-digit security code.
770.
Was the last one 0?
779.
Ah, got it. You cut out just
from, no problem. And then from looking at the amount that you guys will charge, it was 99 for the setup fee and then $199 a month. Was there anything else that's included on top of that?
That's it. That's all the charges.
Okay.
Oh, and I must have typoed the number, and it's got it X'd out. If you wouldn't mind reading that card number to me again, James, it tells me it
oh.
was an invalid number, so I goofed.
Oh, no problem. So, it is 5205.
Okay.
3200.
Okay.
0010.
Got it.
9912.
Let's see where I goofed. Well, I won't know, but see if I got it right this time. There, it's thinking longer. It looks like we must have got it in there right this time. That's probably my, you know, come and go dyslexia screwed up a number in there somewhere. All right.
That happens.
It does. It does. So there are two more emails on the way to you. The one that we need to handle is called Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yep.
And then I'm just going to walk you through the clicks and the typing because I have to read it to you anyway. So about four sentences in is a click here button. And then if you scroll all the way down, there's an X or a checkbox, and it'll ask you to type your name, capitals in the right places, middle initial.
Okay. So access your dashboard. Is that what I'm clicking on here? Or, oh, no, click here to accept subscription terms.
That's the one.
Yep, gotcha. Don't mind me, I got you on speaker. I'm outside waiting for my son to get off the bus.
No problem. And then if you scroll all the way down after you've opened that link,
yep,
you'll find a checkbox and they'll ask you to type.
Okay, yes. Cancellation and refunds. I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card, that of the information is complete and accurate. Okay.
Excuse me.
Click here and type it in above. So, JHD. Matson, confirm signature. Now, username and password.
Excellent. We got it right. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard. And we'll get you those login credentials when we do your onboarding call on Friday.
Okay.
So we've got voice verification, which is basically what you just clicked through. And then, then you're all done. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. And it is, it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is recorded and it's also attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay, it is James Matson, Journeyman Electrician.
Thank you, and please state your name and title within the business.
James Matson, owner/operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes, I do acknowledge.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts like other socials, Insta, TikTok, anything else you might pick up during the term of this non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 16th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $298. The breakout of which is a one-time $99 setup fee and your first month at a flat $199. Going forward, beginning December 16th, your true flat monthly rate is $199, where you're locked in for life, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 16th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. We got through it. Congratulations, James. You are all set. Good to go.
Great. Awesome.
All right. Do you have any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
I do not believe so at this time.
Okay.
But I'm anything I can think of before Friday's onboarding, I will try and notate that so that I can have some questions. And
yes,
is it a technician that I'm going to be talking to? Is it you or?
Actually, I'll call you and then I'll get you all settled in with your technician, get you introduced, go over any last questions you have, make sure everything's good to go before I pop out, and then I'll let you guys talk tech things.
Okay.
Sound good?
Excellent. Sounds
all
good.
Right. I will talk to you Friday morning or afternoon, excuse me.
Yes. Yep.
No, for you, it's morning. I'll talk to you Friday.
Yes, Friday. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, James. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.